skin's all raw and red. I cannot rest or go to bed. I'm 26 and having sex is in my head. But I remove the source of romance from my life. Another lover now I know won't be my wife. See, Boston winter is dark and cold and I ain't nothing but a little. But you can't tell me the friendly fella that my song ain't nice. Oh, Sara Lee, oh, Sara Lee. Sara Lee, oh, Sara Lee. Won't you ever be with me, Reggie Sara Lee. Ain't half the man.
That was just Sara Lee by Fortuna 500, or as we're going to call them three tonight, Fortuna 300, because we've got three of the five. How's it going, guys?
Good, Max. How are you?
Great. It's going all right.
Good. Would you like to introduce yourselves? Why don't you tell us your name, your instrument, mother's maiden name, social security number, all the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I play guitar. My mother's maiden name is Bach, and you probably know the rest.
I'm Julian, mother's maiden name Coons. I play the drums, and what was the other one?
Social security number.
Oh, okay, yeah. 648.
I'm Cole.
Just kidding. I brought a toy to the studio. I'm Cole, and my mother's maiden name is Kaplan. It's also my middle name, and I switch between the Telecaster and the banjo. And I play harmonica, and I sing, and
you got beliefs and feelings.
And I have beliefs, and I actually was never granted a social security number.
No way.
They just decided it wasn't going to be for me.
Wow.
Not this
nameless,
guy.
Faceless, as Courtney Barnett projected.
Yeah. Go for an antisocial number.
That's right.
Antisocial security? I don't know. So how long have you all been playing together?
Ryan and I have been playing since 2018. We played back in college in a different band called Otis Shanty. That's mm-hmm. how we originally met. And you go way back with Cole, Ryan, since childhood, right?
Yeah.
Me and Ryan participated in childhood together. However, we were less concerned about music together at that point. And really, we've only been playing together since I moved into the house around this time last year. So it's been about a little less than a year of Fortuna 500 and a little bit more than a year of us noodling around.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. And so, Cole, you just moved back from, or are you from here originally?
Ryan and I are from Providence, Rhode Island, 401 baby represent.
Yeah, hubby.
Not too far off, yeah.
Not too far.
But you had a radio show in your previous location.
I did.
What was the name of your show?
That was called Mozzarella on the Horizon.
Nice. Nice cheesy name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wet.
Wet. Ooh, yeah. Is Mozzarella on the Horizon just milk?
Mozzarella on the Horizon is conveniently whatever you want it to be or need it to be.
Whoa, mm-hmm. There you go.
Pastoral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what kinds of stuff did you play on your show?
You know, it struck some similarities for what you've got going on here. It was pretty eclectic, and I channeled my my feeling of far awayness into playing all the little projects of all my buds across the country for the geezers of Western Colorado, and felt like I got to tap into the feeling of seen from afar.
Yeah. Airwaves of yearning.
Airwaves of yearning. Yeah. I mostly played yearning core music.
Yeah, you got to sort of be the rebroadcast. You know, you were accumulating and then just saying, hey, geezers, check this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I was a node.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And speaking of a scene and sharing music, you guys have some new music. We just played Sara Lee, which was your first single. It's a very, I'm really not usually a lyrics guy, and I really like the lyrics. They usually just don't stick, but those, I was like, I went out of my way and I looked them up and I was like, oh yeah, this is, it's a very fun little, song. Who did the songwriting for it?
That was I.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, if you haven't recognized my voice.
What was your process on that? Like,
My process, number one, was going through a breakup. Yeah. Number two was being in my house after said breakup, hanging around. We do a lot of hanging around. I neglected to mention that Ryan, Julian, and I all live together. So we carpooled here, met at a center point between our respective rooms before heading off.
Very coordinated.
And yeah, I think I remember that as like a somewhat gloomy, reflective time around maybe this time of year, maybe a little later, just dinking around with some basic chord shapes with my buddies whizzing about around me. And sometimes as these guys are figuring out about my songwriting, things just take shape and you can't really explain it.
Yeah. Fun might not have been the right word. I do remember enjoying it. As I said, I'm not really a lyrics guy, so after I looked him up, I haven't really looked back at him or heard him.
Ryan said nice he song. Wasn't a melody guy until this band, so...
Yeah, true.
Everyone's growing.
I'm learning that melody is very important.
Yeah?
To the whole music thing. And I would also say, yes, Cole's lyrics will make us crack up on stage in the middle of performances. Or look fondly upon times. And
yeah.
Sometimes they'll try to make me crack up while I'm delivering said lyrics.
Yeah, it's a good
sometimes ad-lib, successfully, so. Actually.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Sure do.
Yeah, on Saturday we're playing the Tavern at the End of the World, which I haven't actually been to, but we're sort of theming our entire day around End of the World, which... one could argue feels, you know, relevant. And we're heading off about, I don't know, 8 p.m.? Is that when we're playing? Or
No, a little later. More like 9:30. Yeah. 9 or 9:30.
Yeah.
It's a free show. It's for the people. It's by the people. And
we're doing two sets. We're playing every song we know is the gist. Yeah. It's a celebration.
With Kelly's Irish Session Band opening. Yeah. So if you are a lover of Celtic music... or you've got a fiddle at home, bring it, and
you'll fiddle right in.
That's right, you'll fiddle right in.
Yeah.
Well done, Max.
Thanks. And you're all, because you're, it's a single release show, right?
Yeah, we, tomorrow our third single, studio single called Swamp in My Hand will be premiering, and it'll be streaming everywhere on Friday. And the third single for us marks the first round of Fortuna 500 releases, which will find their way into an inaugural debut initial Fortuna 500 album.
Mm.
Yeah.
To be recorded and released next year.
Very nice. Yeah. How did you decide on the order that you were going to release these three singles?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was something either about your grand design or...
Julian really has the master plan for the whole band, so he keeps it close to the chest.
Never like to show all my cards, so I'll leave signs around the house for them to interpret.
Right.
And there is that one vertical column of Cheerios, which I think we all figured meant do Sara Lee first.
Yeah.
And it was 80, 90 Cheerios high. I mean,
there's no other available interpretation to that structure.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you.
The artist just creates.
Sara Lee is our country pop banger. It's a radio banger, in fact, because it's just been played on the radio. We figured it sounds different enough from pretty much every other band in the Boston DIY scene, so might as well start with our like weird country pop thing and evolve to what we'll be releasing later this week, which is just pure garage rock. Because those are two sides of our seven-sided shtick.
Yeah, because someone might listen to Sara Lee and be like, these dudes are far out. I don't know about them. And then we hit them with, like, you know, the middle-of-the-road garage rock. Yeah. They're like, all right, they can fit. They're all right.
Yeah, or, like, they might listen to Sara Lee and be like, these guys suck.
Right.
And but then they listen to the other one, and they're like, these guys don't suck that bad.
Yeah, so it's either Julian's art around the house or trying to be commercial.
There's a little bit of everything
it's
for everyone.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
Cheerios. Yeah.
Something like that. Are these boxes of Cheerios or individual Cheerios?
Oh, individual Cheerios. Yeah. Yeah,
that's an important point to clarify.
And you know, there's no glue involved either. It's just, and they reach almost all the way up to the ceiling.
What are those rock piles called that like people?
Karen.
Yeah, a Cheerio Karen.
Wow.
Yeah except that's there's only one vertical plane.
Right.
Not a Cheerio.
Cheerio's a long way.
That's really impressive.
And Julian does this at 3, 4 a.m. usually.
It's funny, I've actually been doing it for years before the singles ever came out or were going to come out, and I continue to do them. Each structure is identical. So to take new meaning from the same stimuli is really an act of interpretation.
Right.
And reinterpret.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you guys live on, like, the ground floor or something? It's got to be really steady to...
Yeah, you ever, like, I feel like it's a similar thing, you know, not to humble brag, but, like, I did once, I'll just brag, I did once balance a salt shaker on a bunch of salt on the table. Do you know that trick? And I feel like it's a similar feat of strength.
Yeah, Ryan, that's probably 1/6 as impressive as what Julian's been pulling, but thanks for contributing that anyways. We have 3 floors, actually, Max, that we work with on the side of a house. So we're very lucky to be to have lots
I would actually
of space.
Argue 4 if you count the basement.
True.
4, yeah.
True. They do over in Europe.
And we can too, because it's freeform radio and we can do whatever we want.
That's right.
And so track order, that's all cool. Country music. It's kind of divisive.
Yeah.
In this community, certain.
Yeah, on this side of the country, but it's nice. I think it's more. I don't know what it is.
We paid noise rock. It's fair shake. You know, we tried to do the avant-garde thing for a little bit, and that was like.
No, we did.
Country, we kept we on did. Coming back to country.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the goal in the course of a Fortuna 500 set. Is generally to confuse people, and the vehicle for that is the set list. And when you can stick like weird abrasive, awkward post punk next to a song like Sara Lee, usually it successfully confuses people. And I'll tell you another thing: I play the banjo better than I play the guitar. So such is the band.
Certain leanings. Yeah. Harley, Fortuna would be Fortuna 400 here, brings a lot of really fun, exciting approaches to guitar that I am like learning in their footsteps.
Harley, who's also seen verified TM, never thought that they would be in a country coded band.
Yeah, digital.
Nor a band with a banjo. However, we bring a certain spirit with us that allows us to do things like play country music in Boston.
I think that spirit is Farmer Dave.
Yeah, true.
Who, by the way, would be Fortuna 500 in this paradigm.
Right.
Farmer Dave holds it down. It's clear he's been to a rodeo. I mean, the way he plays basses, 1/4s, even 5s, completely solidifies the sound.
Fun.
You know, he's clearly a veteran. He's technically older than us. He's just been around more on the planet.
And direct descendant as well from Buffalo Bill.
True.
Who we do not endorse, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to take influences from everywhere. And I think since Citizens United was passed, we're trying to take as many different sources of inspiration as we can.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to log that as political.
We're trying to upseat Luke Combs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That cover of Fast Car did not redeem that boy.
Country music. If your music had a mascot, what would it be?
Is Farmer Dave available?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're controlling for the fact that Farmer Dave is, without a doubt, the existing mascot, an alternative to Farmer Dave. I always think of any time that we play a set, I just think of Tony the Tiger going, they're great!
Oh, actually, maybe 2004 World Champion Trot Nixon.
Oh, that's true. Underrated.
Right fielder for the Sox back in the day.
I was going to propose the Philadelphia Flyers' new mascot.
Who's that?
I forget his name. It's not Spaghetti Face.
Philadelphia Flyers.
We're from Boston, Julian.
But that's an actual mascot.
Yeah, he was asking what our mascot would be.
Oh, true.
It doesn't need to be an existing mascot.
Yeah, expand your imagination, Jules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, that's good, Julian. I took it back.
Oh, gritty. Sorry for gritty. Our listeners at home. Gritty.
Who famously hits.
Everyone go Google that.
Call in to WMFO if you think Fortuna 500 resembles Gritty from the Flyers. And maybe...
I don't think this is the desktop background.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Are we an orange band? You think that's our color?
I don't know. I was so inspired that Jonathan Richman was so synesthetic. He, after any song, he'd be like, And he would like turn to his deadpan drummer and be like, I was feeling kind of a light purple on that. And the drummer would be like,
But I feel that way with at least songs that I write.
You see them in colors?
Yeah, totally.
We're going to talk about that after.
Sorry, I'm distracted by trying to make the desktop background. It's important.
Max is on a, I'm on a real rabbit hole right now.
Yeah. It's been a week of rabbit holes. They're good. We like tangents.
Yeah.
All right, but should we listen to your second single?
Sure.
I know it's explicit, so you guys are going to have to like cue me when I should mute the music.
Yeah, I think there's only one cuss word in there, and we are deeply ashamed of it, by the way.
As not Tony the Tiger approved.
There's also a drum fill I'm going to need you to blank out. Happens about 2 minutes and 14 seconds into the track. I miss a hit.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't have to ask you, like, are there any mistakes that have made it into any happy little accidents?
Right.
Yeah, that's just an accident. Yeah. No, it's good. Two songs.
Initially, there were supposed to be two electric guitars going, wow, in Sara Lee, but that's, you know, we're doing it live.
Arguably the easiest executable part of the song.
You would say that, but...
A lot of pressure riding on those wow-wows.
All right, well, here we go with Romantic Civilians.
Yeah.
All right, and we are back. And I was just remarking that they have a very international listener base right now, with like 137 listeners in Santiago, Chile, 83 in Mexico City, 58 in Buenos Aires, 42 in San Jose, and 34 in Bogota, Colombia.
And Max, how far does the radio signal go here? Almost
it goes,
through
it goes
Central
all the
Square?
Way.
All the way.
Central America.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, did I say Central Square? No. It's, yeah.
Julian actually modeled a lot of his late teens after Che Guevara, so he was traveling through Central and South America, meeting with guerrilla leaders and inciting revolutions.
I think that was Rage Against the Machine. But.
So, hence the listenership.
Yeah. Very fun. I think that there are a lot of roads. There's a lot of country. Mm. I think it's perfect. Very
and a lot of garages as well.
True.
Mm. Garage.
I think they're the garage capital of the world.
Fascinating. Who knew?
Actually, garaje.
Yeah.
Yes. What else did we touch on? Do you guys want to read the PSA? You want to get it out of the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Are we reading the emergency preparedness PSA?
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home.
It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts.
Community Radio. You've got company.
Yeah. Some company.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I miss Studio A. It's so nice and spacious in there.
Yeah, we're in a closet for everyone.
We're in studio 967 right now.
Yeah.
It's about a mile and a half down from studio A.
Do the storage people know that you're set up in here?
Yeah. They've been asking where all the vacuums and brooms are. Yeah.
And sleeping in here, too.
That's why the place is like, dirty, too. That's it. It's because we throw it all out. We'll deal with some dust. We just need another studio.
100p.
Yeah. It's a good studio, but we've got half as many mics, nowhere near enough headphones. That's even louder in here than it is when we're in there. We might have to close that door, but then it'll get really steamy in here.
Oh.
We can deal with it. Fortuna 500 was born in the steam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that are you like quoting something there?
No, but
it seems pretty by the book.
The air conditioning was off for most of our studio time in early July, so we do consider ourselves
the album was forged in sweat.
Fairly sweaty identity of a band.
It's funny, our engineer James didn't know that the AC was working in the studio. So the entire morning he was setting up. By the time we got there, he was covered in sweat. I mean, his entire back shirt was soaked.
Shout out James's back.
Yeah. And while it did have to stay off during the takes, it was unnecessarily hot for that poor man. As the drummer, I will say I do think we faced the brunt of it. And you can hear the sweat in the record. You know that scene in Whiplash where there's sweat dripping off the cymbal as he's playing it because he's playing so hard? It's like,
the drums are sweating.
Yeah, the drums themselves are sweating from being hit. That was the humidity environment we were playing in as well. So this was especially Romantic Civilians, and I hate to brag, but that was my Whiplash moment.
And we have asked that the Tavern at the End of the World keep the room at 95 degrees for our set this coming Saturday. So we will be recreating that ambiance, to be sure.
Perfect.
That's what we like to hear. I mean, it gets really steamy in here too over the summer. It's
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in here. I haven't been in here in the summer. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But even in the studio where there's an AC, I mean, it's an attic.
Right.
It's going to get hot.
Right.
Yeah. But it does add a flavor to the music.
Totally.
Yeah. The guitars totally. go out of tune faster. It's yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In proper garage rock fashion, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Back to the question list. Let's find a weird one.
We're
going esoteric here. We're going conspiracy theories.
Okay. I'll take French Revolution for 400. Yeah.
Who's your favorite French revolutionary? What conspiracy theory do you secretly think could be true?
Oh. There's a widespread theory that Ryan DeLillo is dark and brooding, and that's a good example of one that I'd like to make very clear on the radio is not true. So
I can talk to anybody and have a good opinion. I'm super open-minded.
Do you guys have conspiracy theories you're ascribed to? I don't know. We haven't really talked about this.
It doesn't need to be like a mainstream political conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It could just be like something that you're like, yeah, this is what everyone else is saying, and I don't know about it. What's your hot take?
I mean, this is difficult because Julian genuinely is a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. So.
I mean, I believe like the things that are true that are hidden from us.
Well, right. Yeah.
As what I mean.
America is a conspiracy. It was born of a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Against the British.
Yeah.
We can't forget that.
Yeah.
So anything that happens after that point is a conspiracy. I think... Where do I even start? I mean...
I don't believe in the elements.
In the elements? Like the... Oh, wow.
I think the periodic table is false and contrived.
Yeah, there's no way they're all the same size.
I can co-sign on that one. I like that.
And they're all square? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
What do you think there is instead?
Well, the full title is the periodic table of elements, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's got to be, and we just haven't formulated it yet, like the eternal or transcendent or platonic version of the table.
I was going
to say
it's periodic. Yeah,
right,
it's frozen
right.
in time.
Right.
And I think that means it's outdated and kind of lacking a modern conception of where the elements lie and the fact that they're not all stacked up neatly next to each other.
Unlike your Cheerios.
Unlike my Cheerios, which are in a row, uniform, tall.
Eternal.
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 Eternal. Eternal Cheerios.
There's nothing ephemeral.
That's nice.
About what's going on in our home.
How long do they stay? Do they fall over eventually, or do you dismantle them? Or do you just, like, stack them?
The last one fell over because of the earthquake we experienced last year. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I didn't feel it. But
I wasn't feeling it either, but I saw the collapse.
That was my...
We need seismic monitoring stations. Just start stacking Cheerios everywhere.
That's right.
Systematically, of course, yeah.
I was actually doing vibration monitoring earlier today,
putting
up some sensors
at a
high school, and
what were you measuring for? Thetans?
The vibrations from
the
Green Line extension.
No kidding.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Because that can probably what? Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just like, could we feel the vibrations over here? I don't know. Let's set up a monitor. And I should have just started stacking Cheerios. And that would have done it. It would have been a lot cheaper.
Actually, Julian, as the steward of the Cheerios, also works as a vibration monitor.
Yeah.
You can stick him there.
I'll work on setting up a contract.
Yeah.
There's a lot to control for, though. Remember when I yelled upstairs and your Cheerios fell and you were convinced that it was my yelling from the third floor? So silly,
people
dude.
Forget that sound waves are physical waves.
Right, right.
They can knock things over.
Right.
This is true.
Yeah.
And
plus human error.
Yeah. We are still searching for certain notes. I mean, we found the note that breaks glass, right? Which is the resonant frequency of the glass. And there are other undiscovered notes. I mean, notably the brown note, but also, you know, like microtonal fractals of notes, which we've been searching for in our music.
Yeah.
Notes of hibiscus.
Mm. Which is in F sharp, by the way, which they don't tell you.
Yeah. Huh.
That was my conspiracy.
Just, you said esoteric, right, Max?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. No complaints over here.
My mom is listening.
Hi, Mom. My mom's listening.
Oh, yeah, nice.
What would happen if your instrument suddenly turned into animals? Ooh. What animals would they be, and how would you handle it?
Let's think.
I don't like the thought of hitting all my animals with sticks. And are they... They're different animals, so it's a whole family.
It's up to you.
Mm.
I think at a certain time of the night, your drum kit would turn into a huge boa constrictor.
Oh, yeah. It really
and
wraps
around
you. And
you'd have to kind of wrestle him or her. I think mine would be a ferret.
A ferret?
Squirmy little ferret.
Come here.
Come back here.
We got a set to do.
And it just stretches all the way to banjo length.
Yeah. Right. The telly and the banjo are two different color ferrets.
Wow.
I feel like I would be a gopher.
You or your instrument?
I think my instrument would stay the same.
Everyone else's instruments are turning into animals. Ryan's just a gopher with a strat.
Santana has that great story about his guitar neck turning into a snake at Woodstock.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I do think a guitar has to be wrangled with.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So in that way, it is snake-esque.
It is snaky, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the Grateful Dead that drugged him?
Yeah, I think it must have been. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I feel like they were the common culprit behind any of those 60s. Yeah.
Yeah. What color is your music?
It's song by song, but let's think. I think our music these days is, it started this sort of, well, I think the color palettes of the single art actually represent a nice spectrum and or progression. So shout out Emma, by the way, who did amazing art on those. They're chaotic and colorful and weird and fun. So yeah, starting from a place of yellowy oranginess and going to a place of charcoal purple blue, which is what's coming out later this month. I think that's the spectrum we're operating in. But when I play Romantic Civilians, which I have a darn fun time playing on stage, I'm thinking it's some sort of shimmery pink purple sort of thing.
Which works well with the album art.
Yeah.
Or the single art.
So maybe it's a positive feedback loop.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm a little... Is it synesthesia?
It's photosynthetic.
Yeah. Or you're just a plant.
Yeah. I mean, overall, as a band, I would still assign us to gritty color. But song by song, they definitely... Sara Lee's yellow. I agree with purple for Romantic Civilians. Swamp is a
color of puke. Just
deep,
kidding.
Deep green.
That's a deep green to you? No.
It's not?
Shimmering color. For me, it's like bruise blue purple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. Shiner.
I agree with that.
And so tell me a little bit more about Swamp. Why do you have any reasoning behind why that's the color? Do you have any tidbits to tell us about it before we give it a listen?
I'd be happy to tell you about its origin with the caveat that it evolved significantly when I first brought it to Fortuna 500 ahead of our first show, which at that point we were not even Fortuna 500 nor the three names that came before Fortuna 500, but Swamp in My Hand was born out of the sort of frustration of living in a tourist town with a bunch of big disrespectful Texans and Oklahomans with their large Hummers and other vehicles taking up lots of space. And yeah, Swamp in My Hand has this sort of growling, pissed off energy about it that is reflective of the days where you really feel like the world is pretty backwards. And I think these guys picked up on that energy pretty quick and expanded out that song quite a bit into...
That just happens to be my point of view. But yes.
And yeah, into the best song ever made. No, I mean, yeah, my guitar part is super weenie in this song, and this song didn't become this song until Ryan drove it forward with some Stonesy, growly, low E string drive, and Harley made some fart sounds with a slide.
Yeah.
I think.
I think you're discounting groove entirely, and once again, I have to advocate for Farmer Dave and I. It's part of it's just driving, you know? It's hot. It's Hot Wheels down the road. You know, you pulled it all the way back.
It's the truth, man.
And it's just eight chords and the truth, as the famous expression. And it's fiery. It's sweaty, as I mentioned earlier. And despite being older, Farmer Dave has a virality that courses through this track.
True.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet. You sent it to me a couple days ago. I'm excited to listen to it. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. You're hearing it first here, folks.
Thank you.
And we are back. That was just Swamp in My Hand by Fortuna 500, and that's coming out on Friday. And you can hear it first without poorly done censorship then. Or actually, didn't you say something on your story about getting it earlier?
Yeah. As far as we know, it's premiering in a national magazine tomorrow, but I'll believe it when I see it.
It's Chile's finest.
Yeah.
Not international magazine.
and it's geo-fenced too. So you gotta
right.
be there. Yeah.
That's
or get a good VPN.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Whatever the kids are using these days.
Is that a Uline?
Yeah. How good is this?
That's pretty good. We love a nice little catalog. Did you bring that with you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was
nice.
Just kind of like, we might need this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortuna 500 is a prop band, so this is Ryan's contribution to that mission. And that's, by the way, that's Julian's master plan, part of his master plan.
Oh, true. Grand design. Yes.
Naturally.
Propping the whole band up. Do you guys have any good... Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to add, obviously, it might be premiered in this magazine tomorrow. It's officially coming out on Saturday. But the earliest way...
Friday.
So sorry. But the earliest way to hear any of our music is through a back door we've created. If you come to our show and buy one of our stickers... do you remember the exact text on the speaker? On the sticker?
Something to the effect of...
Keep honking. I'm listening to Fortuna 500's latest mixes on Google Drive. Through my Bluetooth FM converter.
Yeah, through my FM converter. Yeah.
And if you buy that sticker, we will give you the Google Drive link to a folder with all of our mixes fresh from the studio.
Wow.
Sort of a real glimpse into it. We're trying to democratize music and music...
Yeah, it's alternative distribution.
Yeah, distribution.
And we're trying
so
to support Google in lieu of Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, better no one making money than the wrong people.
We're making money, baby.
That's right.
That's right.
You're selling the stickers.
$5 at a time.
Yeah.
I
did see the sticker. I like it a lot. That is a good bumper sticker.
Thanks. Yeah. Although we did drop ship it on Amazon, and we hosted that using Amazon Web Services.
No, we didn't. I want to shout out CRG Graphics in Malden. They printed it and have always been a trusted partner in the local printing business. And for any of you tough students listening out there wanting to print merch or cool posters, remember those? Use CRG Graphics.
And Speakeasy Print Shop made our t-shirts. They roll too.
Facts. Salem, not a bad town.
Very North nice. Joe.
Keep it local.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any good jokes?
Well, do you want to hear the backing story to the Uline?
I do, yeah.
Catalog? Well, Cole... led the house on a journey through cider making this fall. We have some apple trees in the back that produce really promising crab apples. And to Cole's credit, we had like 4-gallon jugs of pressed
six.
Out,
Sorry.
Six.
Frog
six,
in my throat.
6-gallon jugs of apples that were mashed in a Home Depot bucket with an old clothesline metal pole. Bring it back to Uline. When you set aside the caps for those jugs, I was doing my kind of manic house cleans, and I saw the caps and I was just like, I don't know. And I threw out like 2 of them. And Cole later that week was like, hey, I've got to like cover up my cider. Do you know where those caps went? And I was like, oof. I threw them out. So in the middle of the workday, just kind of like haphazardly, I went and found the caps, and Uline has a minimum of 300 caps. So if anyone is looking for caps,
we'll be selling them on the
We'll
merch
be channel. Selling those next to the stickers.
Wow.
And, you know, if Julian can stack Cheerios, you can stack caps or something like that.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It's going to replace Stack Cup.
Metal bottle caps?
No, they're plastic, and they're very strange. I mean, they're like just about as unuseful as they're just about as useless as a plastic cap can get. But we did get this really exciting special edition Uline Fall Winter 2025-2026
catalog.
Hey,
if you hold on to that for 50 years, you could probably sell it in like a $5 bin.
Right?
Yeah.
Goodwill will
nice
be happy
ephemera.
To. Yeah.
They're actually. Have you been to I forget the name of the bookstore. It's right off
Barnes and Noble.
Oh yeah. it's right off of the Boston Commons. Cute 3-4 story bookstore. They have ephemera bins.
Oh cool. Like,
old maps, old whatever. It's
like a nice date.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the MBTA store in Porter? On Mass Ave in Porter? Is it in Porter?
Porter?
I guess? Kind of.
I haven't.
Always.
That's a nice one.
That seems like an entire ephemera place. Yeah. Lots of maps and weird MBTA stuff.
Julian, you must have a joke.
I have a. It's more of a story of somebody telling a joke. in college, I was in the jazz band, and the professor, the head of the jazz department, was a man named Doc Woods, my hero. And he loved jokes. He would come in like every day with a joke, usually would write the punchline on a napkin and show it to you after saying the setup to a joke.
Okay.
Very goofy, incredibly bright, strange man. And in the middle of a concert, my bass amp wasn't working. And Doc decided to tell a joke to the crowd to, you know, lighten up the time. And this is a decent sized crowd. This is 300 people. And he goes up to the mic and he goes, "What do you call it when a bee lands on a plastic flower? Where's the honey at? Where the honey's at?"
Finish him.
When I tell you, nobody laughed. The room was silent.
Everybody put on your headphones for this. I found a sound effect panel, and we've got the perfect sound effect for this. Oh. We've got. Oh, I need to turn that on the board. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, take that, Doc.
No, but Julian loves you, so I do too.
His jokes were generally incredible and very punny.
Yeah,
but I can't remember any of them.
So
I was
sad.
I was oversaturated with them. You know,
that's how it goes.
Should have kept the catalog.
He would sit down and he would be like, you'd just be eating lunch in the dining hall, and he would sit down next to you and he'd be like, "What do you call dairy that's airborne?" You'd be like,
"I don't know."
I don't know. And then he would hand you a napkin and he'd be like, "Butterfly." And you'd be like, "Okay." But it was like the perfect, like, it had, even the jokes were jazzy.
Yeah. The butterfly.
Like, it was still smooth.
It's all about delivery.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
We are a band. Fortuna 500 is a band that has
period.
Yeah, we out. We are a band that is not the quickest transitioning from song to song, and is not shy about filling up that space with banter. But we are not a jokes band.
No,
we mostly just tell fictions
or just inside bits between us on stage, which is
mostly
horrible.
Say things about our day that didn't happen. I mean,
yeah,
like Julian, like, repaired a car in the middle of the highway or something recently.
You garnered a lot of genuine sympathy for that story.
It was so good. Like, we got a flat tire.
I kind of black out when I'm on stage, but I still have that sort of stuff intact. These guys have good.
You were
sense.
Just you were milking the crowd. You were farming that sympathy applause. All for a falsehood.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because you guys do some wacky things. Can you tell the listeners about the video that you took today?
I don't know if it's a crime.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's not a visual.
Julian was saying we needed to take our band more seriously from a business perspective and engage in a meta advertisement. So him and I, with my camcorder, went to Massachusetts Avenue and got some footage of Julian on the divider while cars and trucks went by in either direction, more or less shirtless and flip-flops, drinking a beer out of a mug.
It's pretty good. The footage is great.
And by the way, what was the temperature today? I think it was a high of
48 maybe?
Yeah.
It was cold. Yeah. It was cold.
Actually,
out there.
48's not that bad.
Julian got some looks. It could have been colder.
Yeah.
But no, the looks really were great. I mean, the being able to use free will and have it be towards a productive end is the best of both worlds.
And we will be using that that clip to build our fan base, leveraging AI and the multiverse.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're a concept band that uses AI to craft the songs, and then we're just the conduits for the music.
Yeah. It's like reverse Gorillaz.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, it's all wholesale.
Yeah. We have Gorillaz earlier. Not with a Z, but with a U-E.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
U-E. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Brothers in Arms.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you guys have a favorite gig that you've played? As Fortuna 500.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, I got away from the weird section. Let's ask some
good
some
luck,
good questions.
Max. Good luck. Yeah, what would you guys say?
I mean, Porch Fest for me. It was hyper local.
Porch Fest did rock.
Yeah, Porch Fest rocked. Porch Fest rocked partially because there were like 400 people at our house, and partially because that was like month 4 of Fortuna 500, and we were like just hitting our stride, figuring out this first album's worth of songs.
Yeah.
And we played 4th on a bill that extended past the municipally approved time band of Porch Fest, and so people were kind of like walking zombies a little bit by the time we went on around 6:30 or 7, and then they enlivened.
Yeah, we got everyone dancing.
And we got everyone dancing to cowpunk.
It was joy to the world.
It was nice. It felt like we...
Mud was created.
Yeah, mud was created. We, contrary to the piss and vinegar that we imbue, we are serious about cultivating a community around this whole do-it-yourself music business. So it's nice. And I would shout out my buddy on the... whose knee I'm touching with my knee right now, Ryan, for really taking a leadership role in that in Somerville. Ryan puts on a festival called Someday. We're planning a second round of it. Is pretty active in the community all sorts of ways. And yeah, we take it seriously, and that was like a pretty inebriated expression of that commitment. So
yeah.
Love that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someday, that was... I had... John Everett come in and chat about that.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was John, great. who's rocking the armory tonight.
Yep. With French cassettes.
With yes. 100 of Fortuna 500.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a giveaway for that one several weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my second time doing a giveaway for a show with Johnny Tex in it.
Cool. You gave away your own ticket?
I did.
You gave away Johnny Tex?
I can't. Yeah.
I will do a... oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, no.
This just came to my mind, but we were recently in Philadelphia, and we played to a room of, like, 15 people, and we just played so euphorically... We just played a euphorically tight but loose, but loose but tight, crisp, mature Fortuna 500 set, and the 15 people in the DIY space that we played to were, like, unbelievably locked in, and... For a pretty much empty show, we were all buzzing after it. And that was cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. Philly's a cool city.
Mm-hmm.
And that room was very neat. And the people that we met were lovely, which was very special. I was going to say that was my favorite show that we played. Yeah.
Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that show.
All right. We're getting close to... the 9 o'clock hour. If you're listening and you like local music, don't go anywhere because it's going to be 3 hours of local music plus a live band at 10:30. But before we go, do you have a quick answer for how you got the name Fortuna 500?
Yeah, I got a quick one.
Perfect.
Is it
true?
It is true. Fortuna 500 was the fifth name that we settled on. We chose Fortune 500 as a PR crisis, nimble movement, and Fortuna 500 evolved eventually over the course of 2 or 3 months as the far more fun, far more punnable version of Fortune 500. And anyone who says that we were originally Baghdad is a sore, awful liar.
Yeah.
Or Benghazi.
And Benghazi.
We were God.
Malicious, nefarious liars. Yeah. All of them.
Don't believe what you hear on the radio.
Couldn't be. Oh, but okay. Where can people find you guys on the social medias?
Preferably come to our house. We're around the corner from Prospect Hill.
71 Boss. Fortuna 500 spelled out is our Instagram. You can find us there. We're on Bandcamp. You can buy our singles. Or you can stream them on S*** or iTunes or whatever.
Yes, S redacted, much like that DIY show. Yes. I do like the name Rat Redacted. It
honestly
well.
Is better. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Medium Warfare too.
That was good.
Looking at the records before the interview. Thanks for having us, though, Max. It's been a pleasure
thank you
to be
so
on.
Much. Yeah, Max, your show rocks. We are very honored to be on.
Yes.